statewide weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, mostly cloudy skies. We'll have rain showers likely. We'll see highs in the mid-50s. Tonight, rain likely, then some rain and snow overnight. We'll drop down to the lower 30s. For tomorrow, looks like maybe a chance for some snow showers early, then clearing skies around 43. Tomorrow night, clear in the upper 20s, and Thanksgiving Day, mostly sunny skies. We'll see temperatures at 53. Right now, it's 50.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Agriculture is better prepared to deal with the second wave of COVID now rolling across the nation. An American Farm Bureau official says there's still a lot of unknowns. Andrew Walmsley says there are still big challenges ahead as consumers' buying habits and supply chain shifts want more amid the rising infections and renewed school and business closings. But Walmsley said after months of safety measures and tens of billions of dollars in virus aid, producers and processors better prepared for the next wave.
We think and hope we're prepared from the lessons learned earlier this year, you know, through the supply chain to be better positioned to react. All of that's obviously an unknown, and having, you know, the assistance that's needed to keep folks fed and store shelves stocked, we hope Congress will be partners with us.
Well, that's another unknown with stimulus talks being stalled, maybe till a new Congress is seated, and with many producers' needs, including livestock and biofuels, still going unmet. Meanwhile, Walmsley says farmers have done what they always do, and that's adapt.
We've learned a lot. We've adapted over the last, 7 or 8 months, and farmers are making, you know, those decisions in this new world when they didn't have that opportunity before. I mean, our farmers have still been farming. I mean, we're still out there producing, working hard every day. It's, you know, I would once again point to the broader supply chain challenges that I think we've adapted to and working with our partners in the supply chain to be better prepared.
As consumption again moves back towards supermarkets from restaurants and producers, once again facing possible processing slowdowns, plants and workers are also more ready to fight the virus. More ag information online anytime at agview.net. Reliable and relevant. We're agview.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
At Blue Valley, we want you to have an awesome autumn.
We're aware of the challenges you face each day, so we are committed to helping you through our services.
As always, you can expect us to provide reliable internet, but we're also committed to bringing you faster speeds and other new offerings, such as our updated website and live sports broadcasts.
We value community, so keeping you safely connected with others is important to us. You are our priority. We hope you have an awesome autumn.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. While we're just days away from the Thanksgiving celebration, many individuals have decided not to go visit family and friends in the large gatherings due to COVID-19. And mental health experts say it's okay to decline the invitations to go and enjoy the celebration with others.
One thing to keep in mind is that you owe very, very, very few people an explanation about why you're declining. Maybe not even your mother. So it's important for you to identify to yourself what you're comfortable with and what you're uncomfortable with.
That was Dr. Molly Allen on KWCH News. They say whether you're planning to meet in person or virtually, you should have a plan to try and reduce stress during the holiday time. In other news, Governor Laura Kelly announced yesterday that she has sent a letter to President Donald Trump requesting his approval to extend Title 32 authority, allowing Kansas to utilize the Kansas National Guard to help combat the spread of COVID-19. The request was to extend Title 32 until March 31st of 2021. Mid-America Network News.
Rusty at Ford says, don't wait for one Friday at the end of the month to get your new Ford. This month, every day is Black Friday at Rusty at Ford. Mondays, get Black Friday deals. Wednesdays, get Black Friday deals. Every day, get Black Friday deals. Like new 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, Fusions, and more. With up to $14,000 off MSRP. $14,000 off. Or 0% APR financing for up to 72 months. Plus, we need your trade. And we'll give you top dollar for it, regardless of year, make, or model. This month, Mondays, Wednesdays, every day is Black Friday. Friday only at Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Rusty at Ford.com.
Offer selling on select stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2024 Expedition XLT stock new TO464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty at discount of 5,000. Alternative factory cash rate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Limited term financing to Ford Motor Credit. Not all qualify. Offer rebates to dealer. Offers expire November 30th, 2020.
A new report commissioned by the city of Lawrence cites a need for the community to diversify its economy or risk becoming too expensive for many people. The Lawrence Journal World reports that the city in June hired Ernest and Young to create an economic development strategic plan. The first phase of the process includes a report with a community survey. The executive summary of the report says Lawrence's economy is not working for everyone and that there's reasons to be concerned about the city's economic sustainability. Despite the growing population, the report says Lawrence is becoming more expensive, leaving many residents behind. And a federal program that has extended unemployment benefits for an extra 13 weeks in Kansas will stop next month, just as the new COVID-19 restrictions could lead to more furloughs and layoffs. The U.S. Department of Labor informed the state labor agency that the Kansas unemployment levels have fallen below the eligibility threshold for the extended benefits program. The last payments for Kansans on the program will be the week ending December 12th. The Kansas Department of Labor said that it will notify all the affected individuals across the state of Kansas. Good America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
How can something practical also be lots of fun? When that something is an ATV, a UTV, a golf cart, or a motorcycle, and for both their practical and fun sides, you need insurance protection. I'm Dave Savage, and we can design an affordable insurance coverage to fit your ride. Come see us for a quote at any of our four locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Blue Valley Insurance, protecting what's most important to you.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. Good Tuesday. Authorities have filed additional charges against a 23-year-old man in a shooting at a Nebraska fast food restaurant in which two employees were killed and two others wounded. 23-year-old Roberto Carlos Silva Jr. was charged yesterday with two counts of first-degree murder, two counts of attempted first-degree murder, arson, and four gun charges in Saturday's attack at a Sonic drive-in restaurant in the Omaha suburb of Bellevue. Responding officers found a U-Haul truck on fire outside the restaurant around 9:30 Saturday night. Sarpy County Prosecutor Bonnie Moore said yesterday that the investigators are still trying to determine Silva's motive. Nebraska reported one of the lowest numbers of new virus cases this month on Sunday, but the number of people being hospitalized with the virus remains high. The state reported 1,032 new virus cases on Sunday, which was less than half of the seven-day rolling average. Mid-America Network News.
Rusty Eck Ford says, don't wait for one Friday at the end of the month to get your new Ford. This month, every day is Black Friday at Rusty Eck Ford. Mondays, get Black Friday deals. Wednesdays, get Black Friday deals. Every day, get Black Friday deals. Like new 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, Fusions, and more. With up to $14,000 off MSRP. $14,000 off. Or 0% APR financing for up to 72 months. Plus, we need your trade. And we'll give you top dollar for it. Regardless of year, make, or model. This month, Mondays, Wednesdays, every day is Black Friday, only at Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Offers valid on select discount vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2024 Expedition XLT stock, new TO464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty Eck discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rebate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Limited term financing to four loaded credit. Not all qualify. Offer rebates to dealer. Offers expire November 30th, 2020.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday and again discussed the recreation program. A motion was passed on a 6-2 vote to proceed with conversations with a party that has expressed interest before the city went with the option of hiring a director and bringing program operations in-house. Concern was mentioned of previous deadlines that have passed and the fact that details of previous contract proposals have been made public. Approval was given expanding the procurement limits, allowing up to $5,000 for the city administrator and $1,500 for the city clerk and department heads. Anything over $7,500 will be priced out for approval, and anything over $15,000 will be subject to competitive sealed bids. A 5% local favor difference was allowed in the policy, which passed unanimously. Extending the ADA crosswalk replacement project, sending the 2021 project proposals to CES Group for Engineering was approved, with the program in its third year. A list of project locations are available with the council agenda. Recommendations for pay raises were brought forward again for discussion, with approval given for a $1.50 per hour increase for all full-time employees, with exception of police, who were granted a larger raise a year ago. The increase would reflect cost of living and merit raises, which also would be in addition. Appointments were approved for Convention and Tourism Committee for April Spicer, Woody Wallstrom, Michelle Weitzel, and reappointment of Nick Stahl. Approved for Planning and Zoning Commission were Derek Martin, Phil Bruna, and Bob Connell. Committee reports included a suggestion that work be considered on 11th Road, south at least to the intersection with Keating Drive for the senior housing project in the next year. City Administrator will check with engineers regarding progress. Council consensus was to consider doing work in phases and at least get something started. Marshall County COVID numbers continue to rise with 191 active cases as of Monday, up 44 over the weekend and up 62 from a week ago. Hospitalizations also increased to 7 from 2 last week, and 5 COVID-related deaths have now been reported in Marshall County. 319 have recovered to date. Washington County, as of Monday, fell to 46 active cases, half of that a week ago, with 4 that remain hospitalized. Active cases in Nemahal County remain high but have stabilized at 290. Washington County will go under a statewide mask mandate effective Wednesday that was implemented by the governor last week. Counties could opt out, but Washington County commissioners did not meet Monday as they were in quarantine as a result of a direct contact with a COVID-19 case. An appreciation parade for healthcare workers passing by Community Memorial Healthcare and the local care homes is planned Tuesday afternoon, beginning at 4 p.m. from the Methodist Church in Marysville. It's suggested to start lining up vehicles at 3:30 Tuesday afternoon at the United Methodist Church near Lyons Park. Katie J. Coote Pearson, age 34, of Manhattan, passed away Friday. A graveside service is planned Wednesday, 11 a.m., at the Prospect Hill Cemetery north of Blue Rapids. Visitation Tuesday, 6:30 until 8, at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Katie Coote Pearson. James E. Jim Cook, age 68, of Barnston, passed away Sunday. Due to COVID, a private graveside service is planned Saturday at the Liberty Cemetery. Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home of Wymore in charge of arrangements for Jim Cook. Elaine A. Pfeiffer, age 71, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral arrangements pending with the Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge for Elaine Pfeiffer.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A reminder, all locations of United Bank and Trust temporarily operating as drive-through only facilities due to COVID-19. Customers needing additional services can call to make an appointment to meet with a branch representative.
Ribs or burn-ins? Burn-ins or ribs? Gotta have them. And Bite Me Barbecue has them. Get yours today, as well as pulled pork, brisket, and smoked sausage. Bite Me Barbecue, open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 7. Dine in, carry out, or have them cater.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a low pressure system moving across the central and east central parts of the Midwest. It looks like on the warm side of the system, we're continuing to see rain showers across the Midwest. To the north of the low, we're seeing some wintry mix across the Dakotas into Minnesota, Wisconsin, and some areas of Iowa, Illinois that could see a few inches of snow for today. This low will continue to push off towards the east, so we'll continue to see wet weather across the central parts of the Midwest. Some areas behind the system could see a little bit of some rain and snow, but finally, that will move out as we head into tomorrow night, and it looks like beautiful weather as we head into Thanksgiving Day with mostly sunny skies. So across the area, mostly cloudy skies, rain likely in the mid-50s. Tonight, rain likely, then rain and snow overnight in the lower 30s. For tomorrow, scattered snow showers early, then clearing skies, highs at 43 degrees. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Average high temperature late November, 51. Record high in the state, 74. The average low, 27. And the record low is 2 degrees. Sunset this evening, 5:07. Sunrise in the morning, 7:21. Those reporting stations Monday and still had rain gauges out. Add up to around a quarter of an inch locally.
Our roots are in agriculture. We're local. Many of us were born and raised in the areas that we serve. Because of that, we make our ag decisions right here at the bank. There's no waiting for some out-of-town approval on your loan requests. So rather than planting your seeds in someone else's field, stop by and let's talk. We're here to help you grow. Citizen State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Cooking for a big group this week? Some advice on supersizing your favorite recipe today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Kansans have a new choice for Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans. With Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans from Kansas Farm Bureau, you have access to four levels of coverage, affordable rates, and service from an organization that served Kansans for more than 100 years. For more information on Kansas Farm Bureau Medicare Supplement Plans, including rates and to apply, visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare Supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. or state government. This is a solicitation of insurance. A representative of Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans may contact you.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. Call right now.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, November 24th, the 329th day of the year. The original self-help guru Dale Carnegie was born on this day, and in 1863, the Civil War battle for Lookout Mountain began in Tennessee. Looking for a larger crowd than usual during the holidays? Then you need to know how to supersize your favorite recipes. Usually you can double or triple amounts proportionally. Seasonings, though, can be a little tricky. It's best to err on the too little side and adjust later. Try to multiply and divide by whole numbers or use a recipe converter, easily found online or in cookware shops. And when doubling up on baked recipes, use pans of the same depth for equivalent cooking times and temperatures. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and find our Cooking for a Crowd chart at almanac.com.
Just imagine being able to enjoy delicious, smoked, or perfectly grilled meats of all kinds whenever you like. Having a big green egg of your own is the key, and you can find one at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville. From now on, you and your family will sit down at your Thanksgiving table ready to feast on the best smoked turkey ever. The Big Green Egg is the world's best smoker. More durable because it's made of ceramic, and you can cook anything in it. There's one with your name on it at Hometown Lumber and Hardware.
Quality used vehicles are always ready to go and priced right at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville. With a 2017 Chevy Equinox, 2016 GMC Terrain, and Honda CR-V, a 2015 Buick Enclave, and 2015 Buick Verano. These are like new, priced right at the Nordis Motor Company.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Good Tuesday. Wichita State will not participate in this week's Bad Boy Moores Crossover Classic due to multiple positive COVID-19 tests within the team travel party. Tests were conducted yesterday afternoon shortly after the team arrived in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Per tournament policy, teams are to be removed from the event if any member of the travel party tests positive. Wichita State was set to open its season with 3 games in 3 days at the Sanford Pentagon beginning tomorrow evening against Utah State. Instead, the team is headed back to the Air Capital today. Separate arrangements will be made to safely transport infected personnel and any close contact cases. The Chicago White Sox will host the New York Yankees in the rescheduled Field of Dreams game at Dyersville, Iowa on August 12th. Major League Baseball says the plan is tentative contingent on the status of public health next summer. Mid-America Network Sports.
Our veterans deserve a lot of things. Praise, honor, respect. What they don't deserve are attempts to take advantage of their service. Sadly, scammers often target veterans by going after their pensions or disability benefits with fake requests for personal information, charity scams, fake rebate offers, and more. Be vigilant and remember the Veterans Administration won't request personal information by phone, email, or text. Help protect those who protected our country. Visit AARP.org/FraudWatchNetwork to learn more. Paid for by AARP.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
The National Football League has expanded its mandate for mask usage on the sideline and is threatening discipline for those who violate the league's updated COVID-19 protocols. The league told teams in a memo yesterday that players who are not substituting or preparing to enter the field of play and are not wearing their helmets will be required to wear a mask or a double-layered gaiter on the sideline starting this week. Play callers now must wear a face mask even if they have a face shield. The Cleveland Browns not only managed without star Myles Garrett for one game, they won. Well, they'll have to do it again. The dynamic end will miss this week's game against Jacksonville as he continues to recover from the COVID-19 virus. Garrett tested positive last Friday and sat out Sunday's game with the Eagles. Garrett will remain on the COVID list this week and won't play against the Jaguars. He has 9.5 sacks and has been among the NFL's best defensive players all season. I'm Rick Everett with a look at your Tuesday sports on the Mid-America Network.
Hanover Wildcats State Championship Football, 11 a.m. kickoff Saturday live on KNDY-FM 95.5, on air online and on demand.
Welcome family and guests with a basket or container of dried materials collected from your landscape and placed at your front entrance. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Scour your landscape for trees and shrubs with colorful berries. Collect a few flowering stems of ornamental grasses, dried flowers, and some gourds or small pumpkins. Anything that looks good in the garden will add to your arrangement's beauty. Add some interesting twists to the arrangement with corkscrew willow, Harry Lauder's walking stick, or grapevines. Wire the stems together and onto a wire basket. You can incorporate the basket into the design or hide it from view. Or secure your arrangement in pots and baskets that drain. You may need to place a few rocks in the bottom as a counterweight. Use chicken wire at the bottom and crisscrossed wires over the top of the container to form a secure base for the arrangement. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Looking for furniture, appliances, mattresses, or TVs for your home for the holiday? Your local Ashley Home Store has large selections of name brand furniture, appliances, mattresses, and TVs in stock. They offer free contactless delivery on all items over $299. Order online at ashleyfurniturehomestore.com or brandsource.com or stop in. Choose from LG, Samsung, Whirlpool, Ashley, Sealy, Tempur-Pedic and have it delivered to your house before the holidays. Free Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Center, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
A salute to our small businesses, the backbone of our local economy. With all of the challenges faced in 2020, this year it's more important than ever to remember your support of small business during the Christmas season. With this in mind, Marysville Chamber and Main Street are teaming up with local merchants during this Small Business Week, offering swag bags, including $500 in Chamber Bucks, with your purchase at participating local businesses. Shop small, shop local, shop Marysville this Christmas season. A reminder from these proud community supporters. United Bank and Trust, Nordis Motor Company, Bruna Implement, Intention Envelope.
It's Mary and Bride at RX Drugstore this Monday and Tuesday. Don't miss the Christmas Showcase event, where the more gifts you buy, the more you save. Up to 20% off store-wide. Shop 8:30 to 7 on Monday and 8:30 to 6 on Tuesday. Bring your mask and shop a wide array of gifts for all ages. Only at RX in downtown Marysville. Some exclusions apply.
When I did the interview that you will hear today, I thought I was in for a big fish story. In fact, I was told they were catching perch that looked like footballs. That seemed a little hard to believe, but then I saw the pictures and realized these were some of the biggest such fish I'd ever seen. We'll take you there on this edition of the American Countryside.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can you help your community make a turnaround for the better? Andrew McCrae covers these topics and many others in his book, The Total Town Makeover. It's just one of six books you'll find from Andrew McCrae at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on the books tab at the top of the page. They're based on Andrew's American Countryside broadcast, perfect for you, and they make great gifts, too. Go to AmericanCountryside.com and click on the books tab for gifts for you and others this season.
Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. Zippy Dahl is the owner of Perch Patrol Guide Service in Devil's Lake, North Dakota. He's been around this lake for all of his life, and with higher rain and snowfall since the 1990s, the size of this lake has grown much in the past two decades.
I don't even know how to describe it. Some of the areas that we fish, 20 years ago was farmland. There's a lot of that. There's a lot of smaller lakes up north that were probably sloughs at one time that are now connected, and now they're vast lakes.
The size of the fish in this lake is partly because of the food source.
We're very fortunate to have freshwater shrimp here, which is our main forage base, and that's what is the key ingredient to getting our fish to grow fast as they do and to get to the size they are. They're all very, very plump fish.
This lake is well known for what you can catch here.
In the wintertime, we're famous for our jumbo perch. It's a yellow perch that we call them jumbo perch because they get like footballs. And then, of course, we're one of the top walleye destinations in North America, really. And we've got a great pike fishery, too.
White bass and crappie are also top-notch. Zippy was concerned COVID-19 might reduce the number of people fishing, but something else happened.
The number of cancellations we were getting, well, all of a sudden the Canadian border is closed. We had a record summer. I mean, it was that many people coming here because they couldn't go to Canada. And we've always had a lot of that, but this year it really was noticeable.
And with a large lake and restrictions on how close we could be to others, well, Zippy says it's not all bad.
Social distancing as a fishing guide is something you want to achieve every day, not just now.
An important part of the season here is ice fishing. And that's next time as we travel the countryside to Devil's Lake, North Dakota. I'm Andrew McCrae.
Know about turkey other than it goes well with cranberry sauce? Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Stay tuned for some turkey trivia to impress your family during Thanksgiving dinner as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Family, the so-called turkey expert is the person who gets to carve the roasted bird. But here are a few tidbits about turkey that could make you the conversation expert between forkfuls. For instance, did you know that you can tell the mental state of a turkey by the color of its head and neck? When a turkey gets mad, excited, or defensive, its head and neck turns white. The more extreme the emotion, the whiter the color.
Turkeys can see in color but have poor night vision. They can see movement almost 100 yards away and also have a wide field of vision, which makes sneaking up on them difficult. Good luck trying to catch a wild turkey. They can run at speeds of up to 25 miles per hour and fly for short distances at up to 55 miles per hour. Even if you can't see them, you can probably hear them. The wild turkey can make at least 30 different calls. In the spring, the adult male makes a call known as a gobble to attract females. Humans can hear gobbles from a mile away. Hens don't gobble, they make a clicking noise. Around 45 million turkeys are consumed every Thanksgiving. But if Benjamin Franklin would have had his way, you'd be eating our national bird. The Smithsonian says Franklin wrote a letter to his daughter praising the turkey as a much more respectable bird than the bald eagle. He wrote, "For the truth, the turkey is in comparison a much more respectable bird, and withal a true original native of America. He is besides, though a little vain and silly, a bird of courage and would not hesitate to attack a grenadier of the British Guards who should presume to invade his farmyard with a red coat on." You'll find more turkey trivia to impress your friends and family at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
About Thanksgiving? Of course, the wonderful food. But there's something that's even more special about this holiday. Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. For me, it's the focus on gratitude that makes Thanksgiving so beautiful. We give thanks to God for all that we have. We eat the food He's abundantly provided. And even if we're not gathering together this year, we can still give thanks for our loved ones. But what if you looked at Thanksgiving as a daily event? Now, I'm not saying you should cook a turkey or make a pumpkin pie every day. But do make a conscious effort to remain grateful. Thank God every day for what He's given you. Your health, a roof over your head, plenty of food to eat. Even in difficult times, you can still be thankful for all of your blessings. So say a simple prayer of thanks to God on Thanksgiving and every other day of the year. It'll help you achieve financial clarity and live a more purposeful life.
Are you tired of searching the radio for a station that not only plays great music, but also gives you important, updated information like news and weather? Well, search no more. Tune in to KNDY. Ah! This amazing station will eliminate the reason to search for what you need. It's local. It's dependable. It doesn't julienne fries, but it's free. That's right, no cost, no charge, no contracts, no obligations, absolutely free.
Yay!
Local, state, and national news, farm news, ag reports, community updates, and weather forecasts, current conditions, and as an added bonus, severe storm coverage at no extra charge.
Ooh.
KNDY is also your station for KU, K-State, and area high school sports coverage.
Sports are back. I repeat, sports are back.
You can listen to archive games that we air during the season on our website for replay or download.
Ah.
But wait, there's more. Of course, KNDY has your favorite country music from today's hits to yesterday's favorites.
Giddy up.
Share with your friends. Tell your neighbors. Tune in to KNDY FM 95.5, AM 1570, and FM 94.1. And if you act now, we'll throw in our mobile app for free.
Ah.
It's free radio on KNDY, on air, online, and on our mobile app, making your radio listening easier.
John Deere teams up with Farm Rescue on a virtual concert fundraiser. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
On Wednesday, December 9th, you have an opportunity to enjoy a great country music concert and to contribute to a service that'll benefit American farmers. John Deere is teaming up with Farm Rescue to present The Farm Must Go On, a live streaming concert event on YouTube featuring performers like Dustin Lynch, Maddie and Tay, Mickey Guyton, Travis Denning, and Tyler Farr. Get details anytime at thefarmmustgoon.com. If you're a country music fan, you might want to mark December 9th on your calendar. John Deere is hosting The Farm Must Go On, a virtual concert to benefit Farm Rescue. Laurel Case is with John Deere.
It's a great organization that we've been working closely with. They're a nonprofit that helps farmers and ranchers who've experienced major illness, injury, or natural disaster by allowing them to continue the viable operation within their farm.
Case says in addition to being a fundraiser for Farm Rescue, the concert is also a nod to the work America's farmers and ranchers do every day for all of us.
I think farmers and agriculture maybe haven't always gotten the recognition for what they do, and especially in a year like this year with COVID and all of the implications of the pandemic, I think there was a big recognition and realization of how important agriculture and farmers are. And so this event is really to shine that spotlight and really honor the farmers for all of the hard work that they do.
Concert performers include Dustin Lynch, Maddie and Tay, Mickey Guyton, Travis Denning, and Tyler Farr. More information is at thefarmmustgoon.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Hello and good Tuesday. Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Agricultural credit and farmer financial conditions are both a big concern in 2020 when COVID-19 ramped up earlier this year. Nathan Kaufman is the vice president and executive of the Omaha, Nebraska branch of the Kansas City Federal Reserve. He spoke at the NAFB 2020 virtual convention. Kaufman says the ag economy is showing some signs of improvement.
It's worth emphasizing and noting that this outlook has been far improved from 6 months ago. It's still not to suggest that the outlook is necessarily positive, but 6 months ago, some of the conditions were were rather concerning in agriculture, especially as we looked at the months of April and May, or really the second quarter of this year. There are still risks in the sector, and as we go into 2021, I suspect that some of the risks and concerns we'll be discussing are largely those that we've been discussing the last several years.
He says going into 2020, U.S. agriculture had been in a gradual but persistent downturn for the past 6-7 years. USDA said liquidity in the ag sector was predicted to be 15% lower coming into the year, even before COVID. Kaufman highlights four specific factors that made things a bit rougher for agriculture during COVID-19.
Four that I want to highlight are as it relates to developments surrounding travel. Obviously, we know that the restrictions and shutdowns that took place early on had a tremendous impact across our economy. Supply chain disruptions would be a second one, and then the shift from restaurants to grocery stores would be a third, and then I want to talk about exports and the value of the dollar as a fourth component.
Things do appear to be improving in the ethanol industry. The meatpacking industry was hit hard in the early days of COVID-19, but Kaufman said production has wrapped up since then. Consumer buying patterns are still the big question mark, but they are starting to purchase more food at restaurants. One of the biggest reasons for optimism in agriculture is the rising export numbers, which he says is a much-needed good news for U.S. farmers and ranchers. Sam Speck, MidAmerica Ag Network News.
This month, One Friday is just not going to cut it. Midwest Kia's Black Friday savings are available all month long, with every Friday being a doorbuster day. During the Kia Command the Season sales event, every new Kia in stock is priced with our biggest Black Friday savings right now. Get up to $4,600 off MSRP in dealer discounts and holiday and Kia bonus cash. Plus, get 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on all new 2020 Kias. And Midwest Kia is not stopping there. Every Friday this month is a doorbuster day. During the Kia Command the Season sales event, Midwest Kia's biggest Black Friday savings are available all month long. Only at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on Sorento, Cadenza, and K900 through KMF with 1333 for 1,000 financed. Example 2021 Sportage. Stock number K8745. Expires November.
Napa Know How.
Locally owned, locally operated, your Napa Parts store in Marysville offers Napa parts and accessories, plus the tools, equipment, and supplies you need to get every job done right the first time. The right tools at the right price, plus Napa know-how. From your locally owned and locally operated Napa Parts store in Marysville, Enan's Automotive.
Napa know-how.
We're happy to have with us today Linda McKay with the Farmers Cooperative Feed Department. Linda, tell us about the Purina Fall Booking Program.
A fall booking program with great savings on Purina protein for your cattle needs. Order now through November 30th. Save on tubs, blocks, cubes, creep, starter, and liquid feeds. Pickup period is through March 30th. See your local Farmers Cooperative Purina expert or check us out on the web, myfarmerscoop.com.
The nation's farm broadcasters are gathering virtually this week, and Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue made his appearance, as he has done the last 3 years as well. Lots to discuss. Trade, a hot topic over the last 4 years, especially as it pertains to the trade war with China. Perdue said Americans might not feel as successful as we have been when it comes to dealing with China.
The factual numbers show economically that farm income minus government payments has increased 33% over the last 4 years. I think a lot of times while the President Trump supported that when we were having the calling out China and many people wanted to talk about the trade war actually going on there, we've been in a war that we didn't realize we were in for 20 years.
He said the U.S. approach to dealing with the unfair trade practices of China has yielded some positive results.
Now we see the benefits of the trade policy. So sometimes there has to be some pain. Obviously, these transfer payments were there with MFPs 1 and 2, CFAP 1 and 2 with COVID to help support people where they could continue their livelihood and not get so much in debt that they couldn't get out. And the good news is now we're seeing those prices we had hoped to have seen 4 years ago. Actually, When you look at farm income, I was kind of surprised myself to see it literally bottomed in 16 and has risen each year since that period of time.
In addition to that phase one trade deal, he said there's been other trade wins like USMCA.
We've modernized it from a technology perspective and solidified those number one and two customers there on the northern southern border for a long time. Bob Lighthizer, our trade ambassador, got an enforceable agreement. The Japan agreement was, again, there was concern about withdrawing from TPP. But why should the largest customer of these countries be treated the same as 11 other countries? We got a better deal that way.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
It's time for the National Farm Report. Hello again, Orion Samuelson here to talk about a primary product for producing ethanol. That's U.S. corn, and I'll talk about it after this message.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
A factor in fuel production for the U.S. and the world is a product of corn. It's ethanol. And U.S. ethanol production, which is a main source of demand for domestic corn in the U.S., has been unusually light ever since March, when the coronavirus pandemic sharply curbed global consumption. And ethanol output in recent weeks has very slowly chipped away at its deficit versus prior years. But the resurgence of the virus and increasing restrictions, especially just before the holidays, threatened to derail a comeback in fuel demand. And according to data from the U.S. Energy Information Administration, U.S. fuel ethanol output in the week ended November 13th totaled 962,000 barrels per day, down 1.5% from the previous week's volume, which was the highest since the week ended March 20th. In fact, the latest 3 weeks were the most productive for U.S. ethanol makers since March. And seasonal trends are part of the reason why output has recently risen, but comparisons with past years suggest output has continued to improve from its demand slump, but the pace is slow. The four-week average output rose to 960,000 barrels per day through a week ago Friday. That's down a little more than 8%. Compared to the same period the prior 3 years. That departure has been mostly consistent since early October and is the best since the pandemic began. It is also smaller than the 10% average gap observed in September. The USDA has pegged 2021 corn use for ethanol at 5,050,000,000 bushels. That's up 4% on the year, and that would be down 7.7% on the previous three-year average. Final 2019-20 corn use for ethanol was a seven-year low at 4,852,000,000 bushels, some 11% lower than in the prior 3 years. and the 2021 production figure has averaged about 9% below recent averages so far in the 2021 marketing year that began on September 1st. However, the recovery pace remains in jeopardy given the rising pandemic volatility. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
While trees are great for shade, they can also grow in places we don't really want them to. And when they do, call Pastures Plus and Removal. They'll cut cedar trees, clean your pastures, fence row, even your CRP. Call Phil at 402-239-3210 for a quote and to get on the schedule. That's 402-239-3210. Serving Southeast Nebraska and Northeast Kansas. Get rid of all of unwanted trees simply by calling Pastures Plus and Removal at 402-239-3210. 3210 with Pastures Plus and Removal, trees don't stand a chance.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Thanksgiving wouldn't be the same without cranberry sauce at the dinner table. This unusual native plant is the perfect relish for your turkey on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
There's no mistaking the only red thing on the Thanksgiving dinner table, cranberries. These little round fruits are native to the United States and can only grow and survive under a very special combination of factors. Dawn Gates Allen is a fourth-generation cranberry farmer in Massachusetts. She says cranberries are resilient wetland perennials that grow in low-lying beds on trailing woody vines. The beds, also known as bogs, provide the perfect growing environment. Natural bogs evolved from deposits left by the glaciers thousands of years ago.
The cranberries really like moist soil, so there's the layer of peat. Then the next layer would be like a cobbly gravel. And then there's a fine layer of what we would call sand. These basic three layers help with moisture, but also drainage as well.
In winter, the bogs are flooded with water pumped in from reservoirs to protect the budding berries from winter kill. In March, the water is drained and the berries are irrigated during the growing season. The bogs are flooded again in the fall for harvest.
Water harvested fruit is done with a water reel that spins in front of the grower, knocking the berries off, and then the berries float up in front of them. We're now transitioning the industry with new harvest equipment technology where we're using GPS, but also the harrow, and it just pushes the berries off of the stem. And what we have found with using this harrow, we've increased our production by about 30%.
I'm Jody Hanke. Learn more about cranberry production by listening to my podcast with Dawn at agriculture.com.
I'm happy to have with us today Pat Arner, one of the agronomists for the Farmers Cooperative. Pat, what should producers consider this fall?
Producers should be after those resistant weeds through a fall herbicide application program. Now is the time to grid and soil sample, plus take advantage of special savings with our early cash seed discount. Farmers Cooperative is your partner in the field. See your Farmers Cooperative agronomy branch today.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Hello and
and good Tuesday afternoon. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information here to the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, still a mixed to slightly higher day, higher especially in the livestock, as December live cattle finds themselves trading up $1.02 at 111.02. February's up 95 cents at 113.85. Near triple-digit gains still for the feeder cattle as well. January feeders up 95 at 138.77. March gains 97 cents to 138.25. And the lean hogs have rebounded to see mostly higher numbers again. December hogs are actually unchanged at 64.95. February actually drops 55 cents to 66.57. But beyond that, further into next year, nothing but green there for the hogs. Let's move now into the grains. Mixed figures as the wheat complex continues to tack on their slight gain. Chicago spring, Kansas City wheat, all three higher today. December Kansas City wheat is now up 8 at 559 and a quarter. March trading at 568 and three quarters. That's up 8 and a quarter cents. Further into next year, corn starting to see some rebounding, but December corn still down 2 cents at 424 and a half. March is down 1 and three quarters at 431 and a half. And the soybeans have taken a turn for the worse. January beans back down 5 and a quarter, giving up some of yesterday's gains, down to 1186 and a quarter. March still down 4 and a quarter at 1188 and a quarter. Soybean oil also still down 46 points at 3809. However, soy meal sustains a slight gain as December's up 80 at 395.70. Cotton still sharply lower today. December cotton down 118 at 7097. March to 7267. That's down 113. Take a look at the stock markets here as we pass through this midday point. We've seen quite the rally today as the Dow Jones now up over 30,000, surpassing it for the first time at 30,048. That's up 457. Very strong for the S&P as well, up 1.5% at 3,631. And the NASDAQ is up 140 at 12,019. Both gold and silver trading down today, as is the dollar index. Sam Speck with your latest market update and all other market information here through the Mid-America Ag Network.
This month, One Friday is just not going to cut it. Midwest Kia's Black Friday savings are available all month long, with every Friday being a doorbuster day. During the Kia Command the Season sales event, every new Kia in stock is priced with our biggest Black Friday savings right now. Get up to $4,600 off MSRP in dealer discounts and holiday and Kia bonus cash. Plus, get 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on all new 2020 Kias. And Midwest Kia is not stopping there. Every Friday this month is a doorbuster day. During the Kia Command the Season sales events, Midwest Kia's biggest Black Friday savings are available all month long. Only at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on Sorento, Cadenza, and K900 through KMF with 1333 for 1,000 finance. Example, 2021 Sportage. Stock number K8745. Expired.
The only station with 7 decades of country music history. Classic Country AM 1570 and FM 94.1. KNDY Marysville.